The Real Good Weekend with Aloysius Machuli on OFM.
You are listening to OFM, the sound of your life. Still having a great one right here. Now, if you were not aware that Mr. South Africa is already on the run, well, now you know, and already it's on its semi-final phase. And right now, on the line from Kimberley, representing Central South Africa at Mr. South Africa 2020, the one and only Bruce Feltman is on the line. How are you, Bruce?
I'm well. Thank you so much for asking, Mr. Lucius.
Well, I'm glad that you're okay. How's your day so far?
My day's been okay. Some time off from work. It's relaxing. Yeah, just catching my breath.
Yeah, lockdown has forced you to be indoors at this point in time.
Yeah, for some people, for some of us, it has cost us to be out there, you know, extra hours, making sure that people are safe.
No, that's something we also need to consider, especially coming to everyone else, having to be indoors, and some people are also working, and you are one of the people that is working.
Yes.
Talking about working, you are working right now with Mr. South Africa 2020, and you are a semi-finalist. How does that feel?
Honestly, it's scary. At first, when things started, it was okay, relaxing, you know. But every day, more challenges come. And the higher one goes up in rank, the more challenging it becomes. So, yeah, it's a bit challenging, but we're pushing through. We're pushing through, especially now with the current status of the country.
All right. Now, let's get straight into the nitty-gritties. Now, why did you decide to enter Mr. South Africa 2020?
Well, I'm a provincial figure working for the South African Police Services. And during my time in the SAPS, I've noticed how many of our young men specifically are being destroyed by criminal activities. Most times they engage in such activities not by choice, but by circumstances. And by not having healed from whatever internal battles that they have been exposed to throughout their growing up, I decided to enter Mr. South Africa so I could make my voice be heard clearer in specifically working with situations such as these, working with young men who are broken to try and show them the way, you know, dealing with gender-based violence. As you might know that not so long ago, we have been facing this whole issue in South Africa whereby our young women were being brutally murdered, raped, our mothers, our grandmothers, great-grandmothers. And that is something very disturbing. And most people figure that we need to start telling women what to wear, what not to wear, where to be at certain times and whatnot, when the issue really is how we should teach men how to treat women, you know? So that is basically just the reason why I decided to enter Mr. South Africa.
So since the pageant is online this year, what's the most challenging thing for you in the competition?
The pageant actually hasn't always been online the entire year. Well, apart from the votes, see, what happens is we get monthly challenges that we need to render. And also there's votes that takes place every month. So when we hit this COVID-19 pandemic, obviously the organization had to adjust and change. So me also being into network marketing, I really have no challenges with anything online related. I am on my A game. But the only challenge actually that I'm facing at this very moment would be my work. I am working longer hours now. And having to do that and still have to give all my attention to the Mr. FA pageant, it is kind of tricky at this very moment.
And now, because you're representing Central South Africa, why should Central South Africa vote for you to make it to the final round, since now you're already in the semis?
Okay, I believe that the greatest pain a person can feel, the greatest tragedy a life can experience, is having a truth inside of you and you not being able to share it. It is having a great beauty with no one there to see it. Central South Africa should vote for me because I am young, a go-getter, trendsetter, I'm focused, and I've been working with a lot of youngsters, teaching them important values such as honesty, integrity, respect, excellence, diversity, self-belief, equality, discipline, to name but a few. With the title of Mr. South Africa, it would mean that I have all the necessary assistance that I need to make my voice be heard and make it easier for me to bring change within South Africa in a positive way, of course.
And now it's the COVID-19 pandemic and a lot of people are still throwing themselves in a negative space and we all need some positivity right now. So what's your words of change or positivity that you can give to South Africans or Central South Africans as they are going through the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, Mr. Aloysius, I can tell you that South Africans or Africans in generally are a strong people. We have faced a lot looking at our history as a country. You know, we've come from afar and we overcame all the challenges that we've been facing. So for us right now would be to abide to the regulations that is set by our government, whatever precautionary measures that is set out for us, we need to abide with that and make sure that we are healthy, both emotionally, physically, spiritually, and we are taking care of ourselves. That is the most important thing right now. And also for us to pray without ceasing, you know, in asking for help from our ancestors, from our God, in whatever way you define him or her. And that is the only positive advice that I can give you right now.
And how can Central South Africa vote for you?
Central South Africa can vote for me by SMSing Mr. SA and the number 12240439. They can also follow me on Facebook, Bruce Blessed Feldman, and they will be able to get all the necessary information on my Facebook timeline.
Bruce, thank you very much for having a chat with me, and we're really wishing you the best of luck in making it to the final round.
Thank you so much, Aloysius.
Thank you very, very much. And that was Bruce Feldman right there representing Central South Africa at Mr. South Africa 2020. You are still listening to OFM, the sound of your life. Stay safe.
The Real Good Weekend. With Aloysius Machumi on OFM.